this is where they have the fair, and then they have, just like right now, it's open to the public for, if you come to visit, you know, like all the rides, and it's like a park.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And it's also where the fair is, and so it's, on back of that is where the poor section is. And I don't know why that is, but I guess it didn't start out that way because some of the houses look like they start out pretty nice, you know, but it's sort of a rundown section now.
Is the fairground the same thing as Opryland?
Yes.
No.
Oh, it is different. Okay.
Yes, quite different.
Now, mm-hmm.
It's on the order. They have the same thing, but it's two different things.
Okay, I just wanted to see.
Yes.
And how about middle-class neighborhoods? Is there any section that you could pinpoint?
Well, yes, I would think you would call us middle-class, you know, like where we lived around here. Now, I would say this is what we call middle-class, mm-hmm. you know, what we, the category that we're in.
Okay. And can you tell me about some local landmarks in Nashville that, say, a visitor was coming and you just want to tell them about?
Yes, well, we have several, you know, the Hermitage, and, well, of course, everybody, you know, the first thing they think of is Opryland, and, the publishing house places, you know, like the Upper Room, and where it's open on 16th and Grand, where Skerritt College is, and then the Music City Hall of Fame, and all the music places is just right back over here, very close to here. There's so many more. But that's what I was trying to think of. There's just plenty of them that I can't even think of. But most of the time when someone is coming and you want to get the idea to tell them, usually I have to get the map, you know. I mean, we have a certain map that tells you all these places.
How about some parks? Or do any of these parks have special names that an outsider might not know?
Yes. There's you mean here in Nashville?
In Nashville, yeah.
Percy Warner Park and Centennial Park and it's just a lot of them.
Okay. Well, let's see. If you were flying home from New York, which you will be doing, where would you land? Where would your plane land if you were coming home from New York?
Metropolitan Airport.
Okay. Do you call it Metropolitan Airport? How about Barry Field? Did you ever call it that?
Yes, sometimes.
But if you were telling a friend, you'd say...
That's what it is now. It's Metro Airport.
Okay. The name has changed recently?
Well, yeah, it has for quite some time because it's Metropolitan Government now here. And this is usually what we always say. It just, we got away from that for quite some time, you know, about the Berry Field. And, of course, it's still out there on Berry Field, but it's the Metropolitan Airport now.
Did people used to call it Berry Field?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you were driving in from out of state, what kind of road would you come in on? What would you
The interstate.
Okay. And along the way, you might get really tired, so you might stop at certain areas. What would you call those areas on the road? You can pull off?
Oh, yes, it's roadside parks. We always look for we call it something else. Beside roadside parks, we call it something else.
How about rest area?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just a rest area.
Fairground.
Yeah.